What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, time for our weekly chat with Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury case personally. Steelers insider for the Post-Gazette. Aaron Rodgers, Ray talked about the value of these joint practices. Seemed to intimate he thought that they were more vital, better for a guy like him than even the preseason games. So you were there. What was your biggest takeaway, or what was the biggest story from this joint practice today?
Yeah, I think for Aaron and really the offense overall, I thought it was an up and down day. You know, they started really good. They ran, you know, the same drills they run up at St. Vincent, only against Tampa Bay, and they won 7 shots, 6-1. Against Tampa's defense, and Aaron was 3 for 3 on that drive. Now, at the end of practice, they ran the 2-minute drill, and that was kind of a disaster. You know, they had 4 downs. Pat Freiermuth told us afterward there were 4 incomplete passes, so it didn't end well. So, you know, I thought some good work for the offense, but probably not as smooth at the end as it was at the beginning.
Ray, what's the relative intensity level of these practices? Because Rodgers talked, obviously, about how he gets more out of these joint sessions than he does out of preseason games. Can you obviously, I know it's regular season rules as far as media reveals. So what's the intensity level, in your opinion, of how hard they're going?
Probably like the first padded practice. We saw a few scrums out here, some pushing and shoving, a couple of punches thrown. You know, the trash talking is ratcheted up a little bit. You know, they get to see some different faces.
Who was in the middle of these scrums, Ray? Who was starting any of these brouhahas?
You wouldn't believe it if I told you. I'll just tell you this. It involved the Steelers special teamer. So it wasn't a big name. It was a special teamer.
I thought I saw somebody tweet it out, so I thought you were allowed to say it. But I guess I can. Think I'm allowed, Pony, within my rights to say what I heard.
If somebody tweeted it out, yeah. Sure.
I saw it tweeted out that Cam Johnston got ticked off that somebody landed too close to his plant leg, and then Connor Hayward came in like a ball of fire and tried to light somebody up.
Well, that's true. So if somebody tweeted that, that's definitely true. And if I'm Cam Johnston, I'm certainly sensitive to that. I mean, that guy's livelihood is at stake. You know, he's in a battle to make this team with Corliss Waitman. I think Cam Johnston's going to win the job, but that's how he lost his entire season last year. So I get it when somebody gets close to him. You know,
I would also think Connor Hayward's feeling, Ray, like he's got to make sure everybody there knows he's about business and stand up for his teammates, because he's probably fighting for a roster spot.
Yeah, I mean, Miles Killebrew, Connor Hayward, Mark Robinson, all those guys are core special teamers. So that's, you know, that's their job. You know, people ask me, you know, why would the Steelers offense keep Connor Hayward? Well, they're not keeping him for the offense. I mean, he's a backup. They're keeping him because he's good on special teams, and that goes for Mark Robinson or Carson Bruner or whoever the number 5 inside linebacker is going to be.
Anything else from this practice in terms of a player who you thought looked really good or maybe one who didn't that you think is relevant here, Ray?
You know, I was watching the offensive line play a lot, and I got a chance to talk to Zach Frazier afterward. He went up against Vita Vea.
Yeah.
Now, Vita Vea, he's listed at 6'4", 347. He looks even bigger than that guy. I mean, you see this guy close up. What was the name of the Ravens nose guard way back when?
Nagata. Nada.
Hello, I thought you were going to say yeah. Sam Adams. Didn't he play for the Ravens, too?
Yes, he did.
That was even before Nada. But, I mean, it's that unique. There's only, like, a handful of guys in the league like him, Zach was saying. So I thought he got some good work, you know, against him. I don't know if Vea is going to play on Saturday. I know Frazier is going to play. So we might see that again on Saturday for a little bit. But I thought Zach did pretty well in that matchup today.
Ray, did you come out of this feeling like one team, I guess, for the lack of a better term, got the better of this joint practice? Like one team looked noticeably or appreciably sharper, excuse me?
I think the Buccaneers at the end, because of the way it finished, felt like they had it. But if you would have flipped the script and, you know, you would have ended with seven shots, you know, the Steelers probably would have had their chests, you know, puffed out a little bit. So, you know, the Bucs definitely finished stronger. You know, Frazier was saying they got some stuff to clean up, obviously, when you go 0-for-4 on the 2-minute drill and you don't even get a first down. That's not good. But, you know, it was, you know, I thought for the offense, you know, we're wondering, okay, Steelers defense is pretty good. You know, they got better as camp went on. I thought they were good early. I just thought they kind of got a little bit sloppy late, and that's why the practice ended in the fashion that it did.
Ray, one more on Steelers Bucks, but it's for the game on Saturday. Tomlin talked, and before he even opened it up to questions, he mentioned on his own that he's looking for growth from guys and improvements, and he singled out Caleb Johnson on his own. He said guys like Caleb Johnson before it was even your turn to ask him questions, which makes me think he, like those of us watching, were underwhelmed and not really a big fan of how Caleb Johnson's preseason debut went. Right. I think when training camp started, we looked at Johnson as a guy who might, you know, wrestle a lot of snaps away from Jaylen Warren. Do you still feel that way, Ray?
I don't think it's going to happen soon. I think he's got to get his feet under him. You know, he's got to get better at reading, you know, NFL play. I mean, you know, I think a lot of us pinned it on the offensive line against the Jaguars because a lot of that the tackles were at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage. But, you know, just talking to Tomlin and Andy Weidel today, it almost seemed like, you know, Johnson was maybe missing a read or two or maybe not quick enough to the hole. So, you know, it's difficult to say. And, I've brought this up before. Right now he's only a first and second down player. Just watching him again today, there's no way they're going to trust him to put him out there in pass protection on third down or to catch the ball out of the backfield. Those have been two weaknesses of his game. We knew that coming out of Iowa. Maybe that's why he fell to the third round. But, you know, those issues are still there, 3 weeks before the opener. So I think he's going to have a role, but I don't think the role is going to be really big early in the season.
When they drafted him, what do you think they I guess we're hoping for or expecting that he would be further along in this and be more of a candidate to take almost 50-50 work?
No, I think that's why they went out and got Gainwell, and they signed Jaylen Warren to the restricted free agent deal. You know, anytime you get a new player in the draft, I don't care if he's a first or a third round pick, you don't know about that guy until he gets here. And I still think they're very high on Caleb Johnson, but sometimes it takes a little bit of time. And I think when you're not asked to do something in college, and I think Caleb Johnson wants to be good at pass protection, but you're not, when you don't have experience at it, it's just like you're learning on a job. And right now he's still learning how to do it. His technique isn't there. And, you know, these guys are getting the better of him.
All right. Now let's move towards some of the things Andy Weidel talked about with you guys. And I'll bring up the Hayward stuff first. He did say, you know, Omar's the point person on the negotiations. He said negotiations, which made me think, huh, at least they're talking. It's not like they slammed the door in Hayward's face and said, no, you've got a contract. There's 2 years left on it. We got nothing to talk about. So I looked at that as a sign like there actually is wiggle room that the Steelers are willing to do something with Hayward and not just say, well, our policy is our policy. You should have thought about doing that last year when we were at the negotiating table. Ray, what's your thought?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's going to be a new contract. There could be what we've talked about, moving some money around, you know, from the March roster bonus to the season. But, you know, Andy also was asked about the receiver position, and he acknowledged that Calvin Austin, you know, hasn't been there. So, you know, I think they're going to do their due diligence on receivers, and you need salary cap money if you're going to go out and sign a legit guy. I mean, they can go out and get anyone for $3 or $5 million a year, but if you're actually going to go out and get a guy, you're probably going to have to pay him more than that. So that might actually be part of the sticking point with Cam Hayward too. How much do you give him? How much do you advance him, knowing that there still might be a move to be made at receiver or another position if there's injuries the rest of training camp?
Ray, can you remember a time a Steeler as well-liked as Cam has been up until basically last Thursday has had this many people seemingly turn on him in this short a period of time? And do you think that that's going to stick, some of the negativity that has been directed at him in the last 7 days or so?
Well, it depends on how it ends. Listen, if they advance him $5 million and he's back to being the same old Cam, he's getting sacks, I don't think this is going to stain his reputation or his legacy as a Steeler. But if this drags on and, you know, he's unhappy going into the season and they don't get something done, or he actually holds out into the season, then obviously, yeah. I mean, listen, Franco Harris came back to the Steelers. Everything was great, but there's still that stain of what happened in 1984 and him going to the Seahawks. So you want to avoid a situation like that if you're the Steelers. And Cam knows better than anyone. Cam has been here a long time. Mm-hmm. His family's from Pittsburgh. He knows that Franco situation. I don't think he wants it to get to that either.
All right, let's do a little bit more on the wide receiver thing. Kabali got everybody's head spinning because he does that stupid wrestling thing on Twitter where he acts like there's like a move coming, and everybody then like goes bonkers over it. You've got Amari Cooper still out there. You know, obviously now you've got OBJ saying what he did on that Bill Maher podcast. Right. You've even got still McLaurin still available. Like, if they're going to go in a direction here, Ray, at receiver, where do you think it is?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a big name like McLaurin, but, you know, like the Beckham thing is interesting because he acknowledged that there's at least been some conversations. I don't have any new information on that from the Steeler side of things. Mm-hmm. But listen, Calvin Austin hasn't practiced for over 2 weeks now. Roman Wilson's doing okay, but he didn't play last year. If Calvin Austin isn't back soon, they're going to have to do something because you can't go into the season with Roman Wilson as your number two and, you know, pick whoever is your number three.
Scotty Miller,
Robert Woods, whoever it is. I mean, they got some nice depth at receiver. Like, these undrafted free agents are doing well. We had a story today on Max Hurlman, and Rock Taylor's been doing well, but those guys aren't candidates to be involved on day one against the Jets. So Calvin Austin's injury is something to watch. He's not going to play in Thursday's game either. So, you know, after that game, it's going to be interesting to see if he's further along in his recovery or if they actually have to go out and do something.
Ray, is Chris Boswell more likely or less likely to get that money that Cam Hayward wants?
I mean, it's not a big deal because it's not a lot of money, but it's like a secondary story because Cam's such a big, yep, a big name. There just hasn't been a lot of attention paid to it. You know, Chris was here today. He didn't do any work, but I mean, you can make an argument, and you know, you should probably do a poll question about this. Who would the Steelers miss more week one? Would you miss Cam Hayward more or would you miss Chris Boswell more? Because listen, Ben Sauls is okay, but Chris Boswell is one of the best kickers in the NFL. So you could actually make an argument that Chris Boswell might be more important early on in the season than a guy like Cam Hayward.
Ray, we'll talk again next week. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.